I think the important thing that Josh hit on there is the value. Mm-hmm. The sponsorship packages are built very generously.
You're listening to the Grow Clinton Podcast. Grow Clinton is a 501c6 nonprofit economic community development and tourism organization based in Clinton, Iowa. For more information, visit growclinton.com. Again, that's growclinton.com. Now, back to the show.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the greatest podcast on the planet Earth. That's right, the Grow Clinton Podcast, recorded on this date, the 25th of April, 2024. Episode number 23, Jenny, can you believe it?
No, I get, well, actually, yes, I can. This is the greatest podcast there is. Why wouldn't anybody? It's going to go up into the thousands.
And we're doing two this week, which I'm really excited about.
That's right.
I have to say, every show, the very beginning, we are powered by Miles Communications. That's right. Grow Clinton has Miles Communications high-speed fiber internet, and they are supporting this broadcast through Miles, Iowa, a small little town, great company, offering everything from television services to telephone services and, of course, high-speed internet powering the Grow Clinton Podcast. So today, episode 23, we are joined by none other, the Honorable Mayor Scott Madison of Clinton. Thank you so much for joining us. And Parks and Recs Director Josh Eggers, thank you so much for joining us.
Glad to be here. It's okay you mentioned me second.
We can always re-record it and I'll mention you first.
But maybe you were first in the other one.
Yeah.
I don't remember what order we were in. We were in another podcast too.
I'm not that fragile.
Honestly. Yeah, but today we're talking all about Tailgate and Tall Boys, an awesome music festival coming to Clinton for the second year in a row, 2024 on our beautiful riverfront, June 6th through the 8th. Mayor Josh, what can we expect this year from Tailgate and Tall Boys, and what do you want to share with our audience?
I think you can expect another wonderfully put together, top-notch production, top artists. I mean, just like we did last year, we're doing it big, and this is not a rinky-dink little festival put on. This is the real deal, and I think you can expect that. You're going to see some great artists, some up-and-comers, some folks that are on the radio, and then to end the weekend, you're going to have Shinedown, who has like 40 number one hits, and they're going to melt your faces off. So it's going to be awesome.
All right.
Big Shinedown, looking forward to getting the face melted off. Jelly Roll, Bailey Zimmerman, Shinedown mentioned, folks like Nate Smith, Josh Ross, and the Cadillac 3. And here's how I know my phone is listening to me, right? I've never heard the Cadillac 3 before, and I know they're getting to be very popular. Mm-hmm. But since we've been talking about Tailgate and Tall Boys and saying the Cadillac 3, my Spotify has been blasted with the Cadillac 3,
awesome.
And I must say, I am a huge fan. So, 2023, we blasted out this concert series, Tailgate and Tall Boys, in partnership with several entities throughout the community. You got sponsors. We put on a great show. Everybody was super enthusiastic. We're doing it again in 2024. What can we learn from last year, and what changes have we made for this year for Tailgate and Tall Boys, June 6th through the 8th right here in Clinton, Iowa?
I think one of the biggest things we learned last year is that parking was not the issue that we thought it was going to be. Mm-hmm. And just camping. Camping was like, where do we camp? So we added some campgrounds this year. We added a little bit more to Hawthorne than we did a year ago. We took the Marina boat trailer lot, that overflow area. Now we've got 30 spots in there. And now we're opening up an additional 82 spots on Lincoln Way right behind the paddle wheel, and those three islands where the MTA shuttle bus goes. So I think that was one of the biggest things we had learned last year. Scott and I, when we went in, we didn't know what we didn't know until we were on the grounds and all the festival production side was set up. And we're like, holy smokes. Like, even we didn't know because we had not seen it. But now that folks have seen it, they either said they were going to upgrade to VIP, or if they didn't go, now they're going to go. So I think the ticket sales are showing that we are ahead of last year at this time. We're not complacent, though. We need to continue to buy those tickets, right? Because we've got a three-year deal with these folks. We got to get this thing to be lucrative. So ticket sales are going to be very important in the home stretch here.
Well, for the first year you've done it, too, I was pretty amazed about. I mean, this is your first year that you did it. Mm-hmm. You know, it was 2023. There was no congestion. The town was peaceful, but it rocked out.
Yeah.
You know, the concert was great. Everything was so well organized, and it was such a great time. It wasn't a headache to get down there. It was really a great organized concert.
I think the headaches were the year leading up to it with our meetings with USA Concerts, with PD, with Fire, with MTA, with Public Works, with every possible entity meeting and just grueling and laboring over the what ifs. And I think we hedged a lot of those in that process. And now this year we've probably met half as much because we kind of have a pretty good feel for it. So I think we were very much more streamlined this year with our resources. And I think we're going to put a equally or better product for sure.
So Mayor Madison, how large was the audience in 2023?
So 2023, we kind of stair-stepped up. The first day was a little bit less. It was around 6,500 to 7,000. And then Friday, we saw a bunch of VIP upgrades. We saw a bunch of new ticket sales. We were pretty close to 9,500 to 10,000 on Friday. And then Saturday, again, same thing happened. We were more in that 12.5 range on Saturday.
So probably close to 35,000 people over the course of 3 days.
I think that's the number we had heard was 35.
Yep. Yeah.
That's impressive stuff.
And we're on pace to beat that right now. If trends continue and we do like we did last year, then we're on pace to be more like that 12,000 for 3 days straight, not just one day. So
very exciting. The other thing that I love about tailgating tall boys is the whole community gets involved. So now you're starting to see around town billboards, mm-hmm. Facebook events. A lot of our local bars and watering holes are hosting the pre and after concert parties where they're bringing in their own live music entertainment. The town is really embracing this as in year two as something that we can be very, very proud of as residents of Clinton, Iowa.
And we want them to be entrepreneurial. Like, take advantage of it. We're bringing hopefully 35,000 plus to your doorstep. I think last year there were people like renting their yards for parking spaces and whatever they could do. And the bars are taking advantage of that as well, which is great. And we're also about to lock out the bar promo, which every bar that wanted to participate gets their own QR code. It drives people to their bar, and the bar that sells the most tickets from that code gets to name the general admission bar. So I mean, it's a great opportunity to awesome. Be a part of. Yeah.
Again, we're interviewing Mayor Scott Madison, the city of Clinton, and Josh Eggers, our Parks and Rec director, talking about Tailgate and Tall Boys 2024. Now, the question is, are you guys excited or not?
Super excited.
Man, you got to get pumped.
I might go.
Yeah, you might go. Oh, we got some great acts coming around this year. Very exciting. Now, I heard rumor. Tell me, did you modify the layout of the concert at all?
I was going to mention that when you asked what the changes were. We did a complete 180.
So you flipped it all around.
We flipped it. Yep. So we learned that the festival ground area is wider on the south side. So we moved the stage down there so that wider portion will allow more people to get close to the stage. If you look at Ballpark mm-hmm. Road, the way it's shaped, we should have figured that out last year, but mm-hmm. we didn't. I think what we thought we were going to do is use the ballpark as a backstage area more. Turns out we didn't use it as much as we thought we were going to. So I think that was the big reason why the stage was there last year. And then we flipped that around. It also consolidates all of the team into one spot. They had like a site ops down in the back backstage area. And then they had one next to the pool, and having their team split up like that logistically wasn't great either. So now all that stuff will be in one spot. But ultimately the concert goer is going to see the effects of this in a positive manner, because they'll get closer to the stage. And when they're coming into the festival, there's no walking up the levee, walking down the levee. Everybody will be coming in on 6th Avenue North, which is right by the ballpark there. And you're going to have a flat shot right into the festival, and it's going to be really smooth.
So. Will the VIP and all those places be in the same spot, or are you going to switch sides? Because I know last year the sun was maybe an issue.
The sun should be behind everybody now.
Okay.
But the VIP will still be, if you're looking at the stage, it'll be on the right-hand side. So on the train track side. So it'll still it'll be the same layout. Same layout.
Yep. It is.
Where was I last year?
You're facing the river now.
At the bar.
Yeah. So you're facing the river.
You'll be looking away from the sun.
Correct.
This time.
All right.
And the MTA shuttle loop now can take you right to the front doorstep of the Lumber Kings off 6 as well. So
nice.
They'll come in 9th by Wendy's. They'll loop around, drop off at 6, and just continue their loop. Mm-hmm. And they're going to stop at Clinton Park for volunteer parking, the shuttle service out there by Lincoln Way. Much more streamlined, a lot less street closures this year. We're not closing down South First by the Happy Joes or by the post office. So a lot of those changes this year make us a lot more streamlined on exit and entrance to the festival.
Nice.
The shuttle is a hot item this year.
Yeah.
We pre-sold shuttle lot parking. It's on sale right now. So you can stop at the Lincoln Way, ride the shuttle in, ride it back, stay away from downtown with your vehicle and all that. So mm-hmm. that's been a huge thing this year. And we didn't do that last year. And we have over 300 spots pre-sold there now, which is really cool. So
even if you lived here, I would take advantage of that. You can drive to Lincoln Way, park your car, get dropped off at the front door. Right. Afterwards, the concert lets out. You don't have to worry about all the folks. You can get dropped right back off to your car. It's it's a really good opportunity. It's reasonable too. It's like, what, $30 for the weekend? I think it's not. Yeah.
And a free shuttle.
And a free shuttle service. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you guys got a lot of logistics figured out and you learned from last year, which went smooth. So there wasn't much to change. I should say that the sponsorship, headline sponsor, title sponsor, we couldn't do this without them. Wild Rose Casino right here in Clinton, Iowa.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much to the Wild Rose for supporting Tailgate and Tall Boys. Talk to me about sponsorship. How can people get involved? They want to make sure this festival's successful. It continues a row of success from 2023 moving forward. They want to give you some money to make it so. How do they do it?
Yeah, so obviously ticket sales are the backbone, but sponsors, we couldn't do it without them because there's so many other costs that go into these things. And we've had great support from our sponsors. And a lot of the sponsors that were a part of it last year saw value in what we were able to bring to the table with their ticket trade outs or VIP. A lot of those folks doubled their number this year or came in at a higher number than they did a year ago. And we're actually tracking ahead of the sponsorships as well, which there's four different packages available ranging anywhere from, I think, like 1,000 to 10,000, depending on how you want to go. Ticket trade outs, VIP parking, exposure, commercials, like all those opportunities are there. And they can either reach out to Scott or myself, or both of our emails are on the city's website. So feel free to reach out through us that way and we can get you hooked up with the information.
I think the important thing that Josh hit on there is the value. Mm-hmm. The sponsorship packages are built very generously. You get value out of these packages. It's not just write a check, see you later.
Right.
You're getting a lot of exposure on the marketing side, and obviously you're getting a lot of exposure like that.
And so the exposure goes far beyond Clinton.
Absolutely.
I mean, like I heard you talking before you came in here. Where is the farthest away you've heard from?
Canada. Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe parts in the U.S. are actually farther than the places
Alaska.
In Canada.
Alaska, right?
Yeah. We have 38 states, and then Canada was the last I saw.
And your business online is going to be being mentioned. You're going to be seen. That exposure is going to be great.
The one pointed out, there was like 8 tickets from Connecticut. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Trending very well.
Okay. They love some concerts. I just want to, full transparency, Grow Clinton is a sponsor.
Absolutely.
A diamond level sponsor for this event as a result. And people often ask, like, why would a nonprofit organization sponsor a festival or a concert series? My response is very simple. A big part of Grow Clinton's mission is tourism. We generate revenue by putting heads in beds. That means people staying overnight in our communities and our hotels. So we get a return on our investment pretty much instantly by being able to support you guys at $25,000. We also get a VIP treatment with a Diamond Deck level sponsor. Even we have preferred seating right there on the right side of the stage, which we absolutely love. It allows us to extend those tickets to our top tier investors in Grow Clinton, our board of directors, and of course our staff. So last year was an awesome experience and I look forward to it. Unfortunately, I won't be here for Shinedown, which I'm pretty bummed about that. I know, because I want to feel, I've watched their concerts via YouTube, and the pyrotechnics alone associated with that concert, man, they could singe your eyebrows.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be so close.
Well, you know, and you can't go.
Well, it's not literally.
That's what you want. No, got to say too. I mean, if you get a sponsorship package, or if you just buy tickets and you're in front of the stage, what an experience! We went last year, and we were a diamond sponsor. I was lucky enough to be able to take some of my family with me, and they were up there, but they also went down in front of the stage. And either way, they said it was a blast and they had the best time.
Yep. And it's definitely the greatest opportunity is the VIP area, right? I mean, you get
it was great.
You get right close to the stage. You get the unlimited drinks. You know, this year it's beers and seltzers and things like that, snacks, whatever they have. But just to be a little more spread out, right?
Super pleasant. I mean, great. It was a great night.
And porta pots. Everybody was so appreciative. Like, how many there were porta pots?
Oh, I didn't wait in line months.
After a while, yeah, you don't want to wait in line.
That was one of the biggest compliments we heard. I'm like, oh my gosh, so there was no waiting. They were so clean. I'm like, okay, the porta pots are great. Check. Got that figured out for next year.
And that's a relatively local business as well, right?
No, they came from Bloomington, I think.
Bloomington, okay.
They came from Bloomington.
Oh, very cool. Now, kudos to you guys, the entire planning committee. Again, last year was super smooth. I expect nothing different in 2024. Now, I want to buy tickets, and I'm cruising around the internet. I go to tailgateandtallboys.com. Mm-hmm. That's tailgate, the letter N, and tallboys.com. And I click on Iowa. The drop down there, I find Clinton. Is that where I go to buy my tickets?
Yep. And you can go to bypasses from that. So you go to bypasses, all the ticket formats are there. This is live. This is the bar promo ends tomorrow. So go get that QR code from your local bar. Affordable prices you can buy right now on that QR code. Or several of our local sponsors have all got a link that can get you that same pricing for those ticket codes. But if you don't have access to those, go to the festival website. There's 3-day GA, 3-day VIP, and there's also the Flex, which there was some kind of confusion of what is the Flex versus the regular. So a 3-day Flex versus GA is the same ticket. It's just one.
And GA, you mean general admission.
General admission. One's going
to
give you...
You're just trying to sound cool with the activities.
You know, the GA. He is cool.
Thank you. But the Flex Pass, what it is, it's three individual bands versus a singular 3-day band. So for me, I don't want to lose anything, so I'm going to want one wristband and wear it for 3 days. But if a factory worker has to go to work, has to get it cut off, having that Thursday, that Friday, that Saturday band, it's the same price. But that's what the Flex Pass is. It's individual daily bands for the same price and same entry to the festival.
The other spot to go is where? The ticket kiosk at the Wild Rose Casino. Yeah, Wild Rose Casino has a ticket kiosk right outside the casino area.
It's a little digital.
Yeah. So if you're anybody that wants to go in and you want to just go there and you know, you go win big on blackjack or something, and then stop and buy yourself a ticket on the way out. It'd be perfect.
Man, there you go. So, yeah. So that's
on the spot.
That's tailgate letter N tallboys.com. Again, tailgate letter N tallboys.com. 3-day general admission pass, $169.99. Not very expensive
for three days
worth of fun.
Oh, wow.
And amazing. And here's the deal is, like, last year I took my daughter. She's 14. She had a blast just running around with her friends, watching the concert. So it is a relatively family friendly environment. I mean, yes, there is alcohol sales and stuff like that, but, there was no riffraff. We had no problems with fighting or anything like that. It was so chill, laid back, and everybody was just having a blast. So I am so excited. Again, Tailgate and Tall Boys 2024, June 6th through the 8th here in Clinton.
I took my, two kids, they're special people, and then two granddaughters, and my special person, my man friend.
I took my man friend. You took your man friend?
Yeah. Anyway, my granddaughters are little, you know, 2 and 1, and we had a great time.
I was going to say the same thing. My 10-year-old went last year. Mm-hmm. I got him a Thursday ticket only. I'm like, let's just see how it goes. We were disappointed we didn't get a Friday and Saturday. Oh. So this year, we got him a 3-day pass. He's going to go every night. We're excited for him to see Jelly Roll.
Think last year we were sitting here saying, okay, so if these aren't people you've ever heard of, a lot of times it's up and coming people. Now look at Jelly Roll. I mean, he was well known last year, but now look, he's got all those awards. He's, you know, internationally famous. It's
on fire.
How can you get somebody to Clinton like this? That's awesome.
Bailey Zimmerman's working on his 4th or 5th number one in a row.
Yeah.
And he just keeps cranking them out. I mean,
and they're going to be here.
Yeah.
And we know the headliners are great, but I'll be honest, some of the undercards, I didn't know them originally, but do I now. I listen to them all the time, and they are unreal. The amount of songs that they've got out, as long as they've been out, hitting like song listens in the millions, like they're just kind of building their way up. Give them a listen. They're all really, really
good. Well,
and
next year we'll be sitting here talking about how we didn't know them so well, and now look at what big stars they are.
Nate Smith might be one of your headliners down the road at a festival, I would assume.
Absolutely.
That's great.
He's trending towards headliner material now, honestly.
As we're talking artists, I think we did forget to mention, too, that Wednesday night pre-party, Chase Matthew will be out at the Wild Rose.
Chase Matthew, so great. I don't even want to say up and coming. He's a star in the country music.
So adding that Wednesday night now is a cool feature as well. So you got Wednesday night at the pre-party, and then now you slide into the
June
weekend.
June 5th.
Yeah.
At the Wild Rose.
It's like a 4-day
Chase Matthew.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here in Clinton, Iowa.
He's so awesome.
It's just crazy.
Too.
What I absolutely love about this, and I can go on and on and on, but this was an idea that kind of systematically approached. You met with somebody here in Clinton.
Yep.
And they pitched this idea.
Yep.
And you made the connection. And I'm speaking to the mayor for those that are listening. And now here we are celebrating the second year of what has really kind of put us on the map from a festival series. I mean, we are competitive right now for entertainment. And I hear, I mean, we invited Governor Reynolds. So if she's listening to this podcast, which I'm sure she is.
Always.
We invited her to come out and hang out with us. But here's what's so cool. For the longest time, people would say, there's nothing to do around here.
It's my least favorite comment.
Mm. I know. I hate it.
Then you're doing Clinton wrong.
Yeah, that's
we have
so
something going on every single weekend, almost to the point where I'm having to say, and I don't like doing it, but I'm having to say no to things.
Oh, you?
I know. I'm having to say no because my schedule is so jam-packed. And things like the Tailgate and Tall Boys Festival, June 6th through the 8th, is just one of those things that we can really look forward to. So do mark your calendars. Do support it. We want it to continue to be a successful event. Again, tailgate, letter N, tallboys.com for the website and buy your tickets. As we close out this show, fellas, what else do you want our listeners to know about Tailgate and Tall Boys?
I would say give it a chance if you didn't last year. I mean, sometimes we hear, I don't like country. I don't like what I'm telling you. Not all these bands are like the country twangy things you're thinking.
Shinedown this year. That's rock
They're
and roll.
Rock play. Rock and roll. They are getting up there and they are rocking the stage. Like it is
right.
You're going to be jamming out. Just give it a try. Buy a ticket. Find out for yourself before you make an assumption that you may or may not like something. Give it a whirl. Cause people are coming from 38 states to check it out and Canada. So come see what all the fuss is about. Give it a try.
It's an experience. Not just music. It's an experience.
And locally come support your town. You got young, fresh ideas that are coming in, people that are trying to do good things to help make Clinton a better place to live and bring younger folks to come here and want to stay here. So come support it. Give it a try.
Yeah. You say Canada, we talk about rock. Nickelback, love them or hate them?
Rock star.
I know. It's totally, I'm going off the deep end here, but it's every time I hear about Canadian rock, it's Nickelback, Nickelback, Nickelback.
I actually hate Nickelback.
I'm a Nickelback fan. I don't like them at all.
I'm on the love.
I hate them, but I sing every one of their songs.
I know.
Look at this photograph.
They are not coming to Tailgate and Tallboys.
Why don't you like them? Tell me why you don't like them.
I don't know. I just don't know. Where just I've never been a fan.
Yeah.
And they became popular when I was in like basic training. And I know people were blaring their songs, but it's one of those things. There's definitely a line drawn. And on one side, you have lovers of Nickelback. Mm-hmm. And on the other side, you have, you know, you're going to hate.
They did a CMT Crossroads with Hardy. Mm-hmm. If you haven't watched it, you should watch it. It's actually pretty good. I'm not a Nickelback fan, but those guys together was amazing.
Hardy would be awesome.
Seen a band that polarizes people so much.
Like Nickelback.
Nickelback.
I think Taylor Swift's same though. Like either people like,
oh, love Taylor Swift. Love her.
Like I hate her.
Of course.
If my daughter's listening, I love her.
I'm a Swiftie. My teenage daughter loves her too. So.
Yeah, her songwriting ability is second to none.
Anybody who doesn't like her though, I mean, she can cry all the way to the bank, right? Like she's going to care. Right. She's
every
bank.
She is a certified billionaire.
Oh yeah.
Last year she surpassed $1 billion in earnings. So
anybody who can move the needle on the Richter scale.
I mean, she bought her own material and is crushing it with her own material that she had to buy back from herself. It's I can't even fathom that.
I think she moved the GDP last year.
Yeah,
she did.
I mean,
she affected the global economy. Yep.
That's wild.
And was measuring on the Richter scale on stadium.
That's right.
Stadium shows on the Richter scale because of vibration from.
You know
stadium.
Who's the luckiest man on earth right now?
You. Because Megan?
Yes,
Travis Kelce,
yes.
I'm assuming, right?
Travis Kelce, boy. You talking about hitting a gold mine.
Well, he's no slouch.
Yeah, I know. He's a two-time Super Bowl champion. Yeah. Great guy. I talk about him like I know him, but man.
I call him Travis. Like I'm in the inner circle.
He better not screw this up. I'm sure that's what his
because there's another bearded man waiting in the wings.
Yeah,
waiting to pounce.
Oh my gosh! So, all right, we digress. Talking about Tailgate and Tall Boys, Nickelback, and we got on the Taylor Swiftie wagon there for a little bit. But I want to thank you guys so much, Mayor Scott Madison, Director Josh Eggers from Parks and Rec, for joining us on episode 23 of the Grow Clinton Podcast, June 6th through the 8th. Tailgate and Tall Boys. Check out the website. Get your tickets. Support the event. If you're interested in sponsorship, you want to sponsor, you want to be able to support this event, give the mayor a call, give Josh a call. If you or not, you can give Grow Clinton a call and we'll make sure that you get in touch with them. Our number is 242-5702. Again, 242-5702, area code 563 for those that aren't around the local area. All right, Jenny, this has been an awesome show.
Yeah,
thank you so much for joining me as my ride or die co-host.
That's right, always.
All right, everybody, this has been episode 23 of the Grow Clinton Podcast. Remember, we are sponsored by and powered by Miles Telephone. Be sure to reach out to Miles at MilesTelephone.com. Until next time, everybody, stay cool, stay awesome. See ya.
Thank you for listening to the Grow Clinton podcast. Be sure to subscribe and follow us on all your socials. Until next time, see ya.